Welcome to Robert and Hour in the Villages once again. Today's topic is pools and hot tubs. Do you really need them? You have to stop and think before you go spend $80, $90, $120, $140, $175,000 for a birdcage and a pool or hot tub combo or whatever. Whether you really need to spend it, a lot of people coming to the Villages have this preconceived notion that if they build a pool, their grandkids will come visit them. I have found over 18 years through watching our friends and acquaintances in the Villages that do that, they make that big mistake. They piss all that money down the drain, and their grandkids do not come to visit them just because they have a pool that they build. Oh, hey, Johnny, Susie, we built a pool. You might want to come down and visit us. They don't do that. And then the other issue is, do they even get into the pool themselves? I have a couple right across the street from us that just built a $80,000 pool and birdcage 6 months ago. They haven't been in it once. Yet not once. So I asked her, why did you build it? And she said, well, you know, we have a lot of money, and we had one in our old home down in Fort Myers, and we really liked the way it looked overlooking the boat canal. Oh, so we thought we'd like to have one here overlooking the slush canal with weeds in it. And so we did. I said, so I've been watching it. I've never seen you go in it. And she goes, oh, no, we just like to have it out there to look at. I was a little astounded by that. But there are people like that in the Villages that will, in fact, just build a pool and have to maintain it, that will never go in that pool at all except to dip their toes and splash their toes around. You got to be kidding me. That's crazy. I probably wouldn't use a pool unless it was a... If it was a lap pool, I would probably use it because I love to swim laps. And I had a hot tub in ground in Vero Beach that was 8 foot by 10 foot in ground. And that only cost me at the time $40,000 to build with the birdcage. $40,000 for an 8 foot by 10 foot in ground hot tub. And it was a huge birdcage. Anyway, that same thing today is about $60,000-$70,000 in the ground. And so you could do a lot better by just building a birdcage and then putting a above-ground hot tub on it. A good one from, like, say, Spa Kingdom. Spa Kingdom sells some really good spas, and that's what I've decided to do. So we got multiple bids and quotes to build birdcages and do the concrete build-out along with the electrical from several firms, two in Ocala, one of which is Sauer and Sons, which we're going to contract with because they are really good and reputable. And then we got some very high quotes in from some other places. One that begins with a W in Leesburg, probably the highest priced contractor that doesn't do any better of a job than any of the others. And then another one out of Orlando that I've used several times, U.S. Aluminum, and they came in moderately priced in the mid-range. They were so much higher than Sauer and Sons, I said, nah, I'm not going to use them. And they're also coming from Orlando. In the old days, when you had U.S. Aluminum come, they used to build most of the birdcage in their plant in Orlando and then put it on a big flatbed and bring it up. Evidently, DMV rules don't allow them to do that anymore. They have to build it on site. So it takes a little bit longer because the three that I had done by U.S. Aluminum here in the Villages were all done in 1 to 2 days. Now it will take them about 4 to 5 days building it on site. So those are the subtle differences. But the bottom line is, if you don't go out and get extra quotes from a lot of different people, and not just those that do work in the Villages, but from outsiders, Tavares, Eustis, Leesburg, Ocala, Gainesville, Crystal River, to come over and give you quotes, you're doing yourself a real disservice because you're going to piss a lot of money down the drain for nothing. Because there's a lot of really good firms out there. They don't just deal with the Villages. So you've got to get multiple bids and quotes. And then the question becomes, are you really going to use the pool if you get one? You may. If you think that you are, if you're in your 50s or 60s, early 70s, you might, and that's great. And if you want to have a lap pool, very few companies do lap pools. That's a specialty. I personally would want a lap pool, but I'm not willing to spend the $120,000 plus to do a lap pool. And then, and I'm talking about 26 to 30 feet long. and most yards won't accommodate that. And then you've got all these setback rules in the villages that you have to contend with that makes it somewhat prohibitive as to the size of the pool that you could put in your backyard. But the real question becomes, if you build a pool, are you going to use it? Who gives a shit if your grandkids use it or come down? Chances are they're probably not. But are you going to use the pool and hot tub? Now me, hot tub, I use it every single day because of my arthritis. So in the morning I use it, and at night just before I go to bed, I use it. Just keep me limber and keep me warmed up. But if you're not going to use a hot tub, you don't want to do it because there's a additional maintenance required. And pools are not cheap to maintain. Now, I had a pool also in Vero Beach, and I maintained it myself. I'm trained to do that. And basically, I spent maybe 5 minutes a week vacuuming it out and putting new chlorine tabs in and washing off the filter. And once a month, I would go take the entire filter out of the main filter, and I would hose it down and spray it down with solution. And that would take about 3 to 4 hours for me to do and backwash it. And then eventually I'd have a nice crystal clear pool again. When you pay people to do it here in the villages, it's going to run anywhere from $75 cheap all the way up to $150 a month to do. So that's an added expense you really need to think about. Are you willing to pay $150 a month every single month if you don't have the money to do that? So those are some of the things to think about in the villages if you plan on putting a pool or hot tub in a bird cage. Now, there's also, if you go to sell your house and it has a pool, that's a real drawback for some people. But for most people, especially today with the insurance costs they are for property, that is a huge risk factor for the insurance company. Insurance companies do not like insuring homes that have pools. Their child dies, lawsuit. Elderly person dies or drowns, slips and falls in them, huge $1 million lawsuit. Insurance companies do not like people that put pools in. That's all changed in the last 10 years. They hate you if you have a pool. They may drop you if you have a pool. So you really need to think long and hard before you spend your hard-earned money to put a pool in. You might get dropped for your property insurance if you do put a pool in, or your rates are going to double. You really need to think about that. And that's one of the reasons I decided not to put an in-ground hot tub in, even though I would love to have it. Aesthetically, it looks much more pleasing. But I said I can reap the same benefits with an above ground. But an above ground, basically, I can lock down. It's just for me. I'm never going to allow friends in it. And it's just for me and my health. And when I die, my wife can get rid of it and just have the birdcage out there, which is better for resale, too, especially if you have a house or a villa. So that's my food for thought. Everybody has different veins of thought, but I thought I would add that. And lastly, if you think you don't have to get permits, wrong. Whether it's an in-ground pool or hot tub or an above-ground hot tub, you have to get it permitted by Sumter County. And you also have to have it approved by Wildwood, for example, if you live in Wildwood proper like I do. So make sure you get all the proper permits, because if you go to sell your house and the realtor finds out or the buyers find out that your pool or spa or birdcage is not properly permitted, guess what? You're going to be fined. And the villages will make you rip it out before any sale can go through. And so, that is really good food for thought. You need to think about those things. They're called CDD, ARB rules, and they're all found at districtgov.org. So look them up.